This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's a new trend in retail to tell you about. Headsets, the virtual reality kind. Tommy Hilfiger said today it's going to start offering VR goggles in some stores so that customers can experience its fall runway show, whatever that means. Other businesses are experimenting with VR as well, the hope being that tech is going to help get shoppers in the door. But Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports that long-term V-commerce, as it's known, could also change retail as we know it.
These are early days for virtual reality and retailers. Businesses are trying to figure out how to make the tech work for them. Take Jeep. It worked with Morris May and his company Specular Theory to create a VR experience
where you literally become a surfer.
And what exactly does virtual surfing have to do with selling Jeeps?
To see it, you kind of sit inside the Jeep, so it draws a lot of attention to the product.
It's not all that different from Tommy Hilfiger's experiment, using virtual reality as consumer catnip. It's entertainment. But the potential for retail is much bigger. Adrian Slobin is vice president at the marketing agency Sapient Nitro. Imagine, he says, instead of shopping for a new dress at your favorite boutique,
you are shopping for a dress by walking through the designer's studio in Milan.
Using virtual reality, you can see the fabrics, the styles, maybe even peek at what's coming next season. And
when you land on a dress that you like, you can actually add it to cart.
That sounds like virtual reality could destroy the same brick and mortar stores who are using it as a lure today. Slobin doesn't think so.
The brick and mortar store is sort of like TV. Everyone is very willing to predict its demise, but somehow it lingers.
VR shopping, he thinks, will take off. But most of us also like moving through the world and the serendipitous encounters of real life. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.